Governor Walker saw firsthand the damage to streets, businesses, and people's homes. He says the damage is extensive.
We will declare an emergency for City of Superior, Douglas, Ashland, and Bayfield counties.
Walker toured the Salvation Army, which had floors covered in plastic sheeting. Salvation Army Major Rosemary Mattson says the governor's visit had a calming effect.
Right now, people are, unsettled, and they know the damage in their on their property, and so he can get a full picture of what's going on here because he's coming now.
Walker says Superior is in need of an emergency fund, which would help local governments pay for repairs. There would need to be a federal declaration of emergency for individuals to receive help. Walker says a federal declaration is still possible.
The things that individuals can get assistance on is if it met a national or federal threshold, which we don't appear to at this time, although we're not ruling that out, depending on how much information we have. If it's your home, and if the flood water was up to the door when you went to the basement, that's a disaster.
Officials are quick to point out that water damage is not always obvious. Superior Mayor Bruce Hagen says the city needs to be placed under a magnifying glass.
To the casual eye, it looks like everything is really looking good here in town. But once you delve in, it's evident that many people are suffering.
Walker urges residents to provide as much information about damage as possible. He says the information will help the federal government decide how much financial help they can give. Blake Mellon, Wisconsin Public Radio, Superior.